From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The global community debates further action against North Korea. The UN Security Council says it's working to craft new sanctions against North Korea after its latest nuclear test. The UN ambassador from Uruguay, Elbio Rosselli, the current council president, spoke following an emergency session.
The members of the Security Council strongly condemned this test, which is a clear violation of Security Council Resolutions 1718 of 26, 1874 or 20 of 9, 2087 of 2013, and 2094 of 2013, and of the non-proliferation regime, and therefore a clear threat to international peace and security continues to exist.
In Washington, U.S. spokesman John Kirby condemned the test but stopped short of confirming the North Korean claim of its first successful hydrogen detonation.
We're still evaluating the North's claims about this test, but our initial analysis is not consistent with North Korea's claim that this was a hydrogen bomb.
The North Wednesday justified its need for nuclear capability to defend itself against what it called U.S.-led efforts to isolate and pressure Kim Jong-un, the leader, through economic sanctions and military containment. Ivory Coast government resigned Wednesday following a promise from newly re-elected President Alassane Ouattara to bring a new departure for the West African nation. Mr. Ouattara, who won a second five-year term with an overwhelming 84% of the vote, reappointed Daniel Coblin Duncan as prime minister. The resignation signals what he calls establishment of a more unified and efficient government. He promised to reduce poverty, promote ethnic and political reconciliation, and write a new constitution. This is VOA News.